Moving on to the programme now, and we're joined by Aisling Friel. I'm delighted to say good morning to you, Aisling. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Now, you have an interest in yoga. Is this a long-time interest?
Yes, yeah, since I was 17, so a few years now. I was self-employed very young and found it very stressful. So someone guided me to start practicing yoga, and I've never looked back.
People who sort of suffer from stress or anxiety, or they try loads of different things, you know, to try and make themselves feel better. Is yoga a real contender for anyone, regardless of age or gender, to try and address that and other issues?
Exactly. It's fantastic. I found it as well. I had suffered from back problems, and since I started practicing yoga, I've never had a problem with my back. Mm. So, yeah, it has a broad range, both mentally and physically, of benefits.
And that's it, isn't it? Because there's the physical aspect to it, but how would you describe the mental aspect? Is it meditation, or is it mindfulness, or how would you...
It's a bit of everything, really. You know, what I always say is when you're practicing yoga, you have to be focused on your breath. And when you're focused on your breath, your mind is switched off from everything else. So you're giving your head peace for that hour or hour and a half, whatever length of time the class is for.
And there's a big event coming up, which we're going to talk about. But, you know, people maybe with limited mobility be looking for ways to make themselves feel better, maybe to become more subtle, more active. Yoga good for that?
For sure. Of all ages, I heard recently of an 80-year-old man who started practicing, and not only did he physically feel better, but his eyesight started becoming better, because even he became clearer in his mind, which helped his eyesight. Mm. So yeah, it's fantastic, it really is. Yeah.
And when did you make the transition from practicing it yourself to sort of you know, teaching others or doing it in a group format?
I was very lucky to become very good friends with one of my first yoga teachers, who just encouraged me and really pushed me to become a teacher. And I'm so grateful for Evelyn Donnelly. She's a fantastic teacher, and I'm so glad that I'm now able to help other people with both mental and physical issues.
So tell us then what's coming up on July or June the 11th.
June the 11th is our second year running Northwest Yoga Festival. It's a charity event for two different charities. One that's very close to my heart, CCF. My sister, along with other parents of children with cancer, set up a Childhood Cancer Foundation about 2 or 3 years ago now. My sister's daughter was diagnosed when she was 9 months old of neuroblastoma. Thankfully, she's now in remission about 8 years, and she's doing fantastic. So with CCF, we also have chosen Pieta House. Unfortunately, myself and Odell, who also runs the event with me, we both know people suffering from anxiety and depression, and that's why we chose Pieta House as well.
And it's kind of nice in that, you know, you can use something like yoga to help contribute to areas that are very difficult for a lot of people as well too, aren't they? So it must be very satisfying for you, especially with the family connection. And I think on both those cases, not necessarily with childhood cancer, which is the most cruel of all, but we've been touched by mental health issues and cancer. So it's close to everyone's hearts, really, I'd imagine, listening.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. And last year was the first year, and we still are astounded at how many people came to support us. There was hundreds of people came on the day, hundreds of people, and everyone had a fantastic day. There was a great energy, and people were just so happy and so relaxed and so grateful. And the weather was beautiful as well, and that helped.
So if yoga in itself isn't relaxing enough, on Sunday, the 11th of June, you're going to take it out to a beautiful location. Hopefully loads of people again turn up. So tell us about the event that's taking place on that Sunday then.
So on the day, you don't even have to practice yoga. And we also have holistic therapists going to be there. And we have exhibitors with different things from juice. We've actually secured, we're very excited about, a juice bar from Belfast called Skinny Malinkies are coming along. We have a kefir water company coming from Belfast. We have have a few yoga clothes stores from Belfast coming. People are coming from everywhere, even Dublin. We have a few different exhibitors with different things coming from Dublin as well.
So it really is a yoga fest. I mean, I haven't heard of one of these before. Are there many organised yoga festivals or end up being yoga festivals?
There is all over the world, yeah. But there was a huge one the year before we started it in Dublin, and it was a charity event as well. And that's where Odell first heard about it. And she said to me, I'd love to do that someday. And I said, what are we waiting for? Let's bring it next year. And yeah, that's how it happened.
And where's it actually taking place then?
It's in the Isle of Doe, which is so beautiful. It's part of the Famine Village. The owners of the Famine Village have been so good to us and so kind. And no matter what we ask, everything is just available for us. So they've just opened a beautiful new area that they're giving us for the day. We've got the whole use of the barn and all the facilities. Children's area where there's classes back to back running for the kids, then from 11 until about 6. Then we have two different areas for adults where there's classes run back to back in both those areas, and then we have the holistic area. So there's so much going on, and again, it's for all ages.
And I have a feeling too, you know, if someone wants to try and get into this, this is a perfect opportunity to do it, isn't it?
Perfect, because you can even for people that are already practicing yoga, you can try different types of yoga that you've never tried before on the day. So it's like getting a taster of all the different types of yoga. So if you've never done it before, it's the ideal day to come along and try it.
11th of June isn't miles away. Is it a case of pre-registering or turn up on the day, or what way is that working?
Yes, so you can go to our Facebook page, which is Northwest Yoga Festival, and you can click on the link to buy the event tickets beforehand, or you can turn up on the day and pay on the day.
And child ticket €5, adult €20, family ticket €45, and as you say, that this is also supporting charities at the same time.
100% of the proceeds are going to the charities, So it's fantastic.
And are you setting yourself a target, or would that not be in the sort of keeping with this?
You know what, last year I didn't even voice it to one other person, but I thought if we raise €1,000 and we'll split it between the two charities, I'll be more than happy. Mm. We ended up raising €2,900 on the day, and we split it between the two charities, and it was just amazing.
And so, remind us of the charities again, because they are organisations that require funding to keep going. They offer fantastic services. So remind us again where the money raised on the day is going.
So it's for Pieta House and Childhood Cancer Foundation, two absolutely fantastic charities that need our support.
And very finally, people want to book in advance again, what's that URL?
It's Northwest Yoga Festival.
Okay, Aisling Friel, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.